With all of that being said, onto this minute, your time there, it is 1:30. And this segment, we are sharing some of the remarkable stories of resilience, recovery, and impact. What am I talking about this afternoon? It is all a matter of a casual day. One of the South Africa's most loved fundraising campaigns, which has recorded a major financial turnaround from 6.7 million rand crisis during COVID-19 period, in whereby the organization now has projecting a record of an income which is accounting of about 23 million rand in the last year, with expected profit of 10.4 million this year. But with all of that being said, on the line we are being joined by Ms. Therina Wetzel, the National Director of the National Council and the Persons Living with Disability, to unpack this journey and what has they have learned and also what lies ahead. With all of that being said, good afternoon, Ms. Therina. How are you? Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you to speaking to us. Casual day. We're very, very proud to speak to you and your listeners. Thank you so, so much.
Talk to us. You know, yesterday when I was looking at going throughout my social media and I saw this, I was like, we have to speak about it.
That's cool.
We know that Namakwa is one of those leading supporters when it comes to a casual day. Talk to us about from crisis of COVID-19 to this financial turnaround of about a lot of a difference which has been made. What has been your first thought when you realized that the organization was in real danger? Let us take it back in 2020.
Yeah, before 2020, we actually made, in 2018, we made 34 million. And then after that, when the country went through economic recess 2019, it was 29 million, almost 30. So that was good, because the more money we make, we more share, obviously, because there's so many NPOs, disabled persons organizations, and special schools that needs the money. And for some of it, it's really their only income and it's their lifeline. And the success of the project is because there's so many people benefiting, so the impact is huge. Therefore, people who buy their stickers, I think they can see that there's impact. It's not one little project that benefits 5 or 6 or 10 people or one little organization. It benefits widely. And then came this COVID thing. I can tell you, as the whole country, nobody was prepared. But when you realize you thought you were so sustainable, because you don't have all your eggs in one basket. There's schools participating, companies participating, there's government departments participating. So let's say, for example, in 2010, we had a school strike with the teachers, with the unions, and all the schools didn't participate, but the project could still go on because we don't have the eggs in one basket. Then suddenly, here we go, and each and every sector of this country and world was affected. So it was really bad. But what's great for us is to say that we managed to keep the brand alive, which was good because there's so many organizations and projects that closed during that time, for which we feel so sad. It's just because of sheer blessings that we are alive still, you know, as project and as organization. So it's not something that we can say, look at how good we are. You know, it's really been a blessing for us to keep our doors open. And then also because of the way the project is structured, although nationally in those 2 years we led a loss, there were still the organizations that participated that could keep their money. So obviously nationally we carry the risk of making all the T-shirts and the material, paying the courier costs, and sending it to the people, all the staff salary. So the risk is very high for us financially and otherwise. But the people out there who are selling stickers and who participate for their own organization's benefit, they don't carry any risk. So they still were able to go home with something. So we're very proud of that, but we're more proud of the fact that we're climbing again. We're climbing, and we can only thank South Africans and US media, especially you. You've been on our side, I mean, since the beginning. So we're so, so grateful, and we just hope that, and we know that South Africans will stand up again this year and make it even bigger, because we need to get to those figures where we were long before COVID.
Looking to this financial turnaround, what did you say is the key strategy that may be in place in keeping this momentum and financial stability for the campaign, you know, having this drastic progression?
You know what? One of the big things is that in COVID time, we lost very, very big retail stores who participated because they didn't make it through COVID. For example, Edcon, they're no longer there, so I can mention the name on air. And they were our biggest participants, selling the most stickers, putting sponsorship in and really being by our side. And then we struggled after that to get as big retailers involved. But then, fortunately, 2 years ago, some retailers starting to get on board again through very hard work, personal contact, meetings, proving the impact that we make so that people can feel happy that they're going to be part of this impact on gender-based violence, on youth programs, on agricultural programs, focus on children, special education. So through that, we managed to get brand new partners on board, but also some of the older ones that tried by themselves to support, to survive during COVID, and they struggled. Now they're also busy picking up again. So I think the whole country is kind of now shaking off this horrible COVID legacy, although it's going to still take our country and this project very long before we're really there, because we all know what the economy looks like. But I think the key is relationships. On our side, keeping reporting on the impact. People don't want to just participate because we've got a beautiful theme. They want to participate because they know it really helps real people with disabilities across the country.
Just briefly, can you just tell us about the flagship projects like your Nepiran, Vava, Youth and Hearing Loss Matters? What are these what impact are they having in this supporting the casual day?
Oh, you're taking such a chance to open the door for me. I love them all. I don't know how to talk quickly about them. But can I maybe quickly tackle the Vava Youth one? It's where we have a core group, and then we have a countrywide network of youth with disabilities who are governing their own programs. They've got three big objectives. They've got a lot of things that they do, but three of them are their biggest objectives. The one is self-representation, where youth with disabilities with a variety of impairments are identified, then upskilled and trained by role models with disability, some of them are still youth, others are just outside of the youth bracket, and then they train youth with disabilities for self-representation within different places. I mean, we can't just go and say, ward counselor, we would like to see your ward council being representative of disability here, somebody's name. We have to make sure that we identify somebody who can represent well. You're not just putting the person there because the person has a disability. Then we can go higher, representing people with disabilities in women's forums, in broader youth forums, in entrepreneurial forums, the GBV Council, for example. So that is one of the Vava EU things. The other one is specifically to assist people who are youth with assistive devices, which they need to be able to do their work or in their daily life. It could be Zoom text for a person with partial sight. It could be a wheelchair. It could be a range of other assistive devices. Sometimes it is a hearing aid, but that is part of it. As you can see, there's a lot of funding involved in that. So every little bit of funding we can get, people signing up with a bank to say, give these people 300 rand a month, it's a multiplier effect, because we need those assistive devices. Unfortunately, we can't leave it up to government alone. And in some provinces, government doesn't even have a budget for this, or they take like 6 years. In the Northern Cape is one of those that are really, really struggling, and then Eastern Cape. And then the last one that I want to mention under Vava Youth is the matter of economic empowerment. That includes your learnerships, training, a whole network of entrepreneurship. And I'm going to pause there with Vava Youth and quickly say nappies is simply about asking the country to help us raise nappies. Everybody's doing sanitary pad projects, but there are very few people that's helping to raise nappies. We're not talking about baby nappies. We're talking about people who can't go to school without a nappy, because they're going to be using a nappy either for life or for a very long time. So that's what the nappy run is all about. I think I'm taking up my time now, but next question.
It's going to be more in a land open discussion. Probably speak with Richard for the disabled desk on every Wednesday. Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, if between Tuesday and Wednesday, up in them. But with all of that, looking to the numbers or the projections of them as to what would you say are they representing in terms of the real human terms?
Well, if we look at how much we raise, 23 million, that means those are 20 rands that are making up that amount. So you can imagine with a population of more than 60 million, how many people can still participate. You know, the sky is the limit. So which also means we must up our marketing. And each individual person who knows about Casual Day must tell the next person and the next person and the next person, not just to buy the sticker, but know why we're buying the sticker. So in terms of the broader population, sure, we're really holding thumbs for a lot more individual people. And then, of course, if we get more retailers on board, more schools, more places of worship, then we've got the multiplier effect. If a retailer participates, it means that they sell the sticker through their toll point. They get more feet into their store. They reach their aims to participate in the government's sustainable development goals. And the more people that go through the toll point, the more 20 rands we receive. You know, other than one person walking from door to sell a 20 rand. So in terms of broader public, that's our big ask. Each individual, please buy one, but also look for your networks, your clubs, your rotaries, your round tables in your community. And this can be done by disabled people's organizations and schools in your own region, because the more of those networks you get on board, other men's clubs, women's clubs, youth clubs, whatever, the more you get for your organization wherever you are.
Let us look at one way it may raise an eyebrow. Your target, your income target is to be 57 million by 2030, which is 2030, is just around the corner. We are on 26 already. What needs to happen between now and then in order to reach that goal?
Well, definitely more of a lift of the profile through the media, as you're doing for us now. A lot more conversation to just make people aware and give people an idea what the money goes for, like your GBV, the Vava Youth and these things that you've allowed me to talk about now. People need to know that before they buy in and buy their 20 rand sticker. And then obviously we really definitely need more like entities like your schools, your TVET colleges, your universities, other private colleges, and then definitely retailers. Those are the ones on whose doors we will be knocking very hard this year. We already have our theme for the year. We've already ordered our T-shirts, our caps, our hats. There's also a large component of those which are made by persons with disabilities. So besides the fact that this project raises money for organizations of persons with disabilities and schools, it also employs a lot of people with disabilities in the staff, but also the service providers of the project. We always first look for a service provider with a disability. Like if we have a function and we want somebody to sing, we'll first look for a singer or a rap artist with a disability before we'll go to another one. So I think the value of the project must be more out there so people can learn what the impact really is and what the big scope is. And then to realize people must never think, oh, yes, like what's my 20 rand going to do? Those 20 rands add up. And that's why this year we're not even finished, because the financial year ends at the end of March, but we already have 23 million. And the previous year it was 20 million. So in this very difficult financial time, there's already been a 3 million climb. So it shows you how step by step, if we get the big retailers, the big participant schools and all of those, plus the individual people saying, I'm willing to make my difference by my 20 rand, then we're going to reach that target. We're even going to exceed it.
Let us get quickly being nosy as a news people. Like you just mentioned something just in passing. I don't know, maybe it was deliberate or in purpose. what is the theme of this year?
Oh, we are launching the project on the 1st of April, but we've decided we're not going to keep the theme back. So the theme of this year is beat as one, you know, like as in a drum beat and a heartbeat. Beat as one, which means there's no, this group is the heartbeat of people with disabilities. This is the heartbeat of people without disabilities. That's that group's heartbeat. We are one. We are one people. So we are talking about beat as one. And then our tagline says rhythm matters. It means that we all have to beat in rhythm. It doesn't help. We all beat to a different rhythm, then we won't have synergy. We won't have a nice song coming out the other side. We want everybody to beat as one. Heartbeat, drum beat. We also want the public to show their support by having drumming circles, challenging people who are drum players to say, what can we do? Can we do a little concert in a community? How do we raise funds? Then you ask people to come and pay your 20 rand for participating, for entering. So we really want the drum thing to be big. We want the whole country to hear the drum beat and to feel it in their hearts.
Mm. Ah, okay, that's what my means. We just the scoop for this year as to what would be the theme. Let our heart be the same, because at the end of the day, we are one at the end of the day. But anyways, with all of that, what would you say is the message for each and every South African to the ground, you know, who have ever bought a casual day sticker?
Well, we just want to say a big, big thank you. And we want you to really look at our website to see the impact that you have made. We, as the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities and Casualty, and all our members, of which this radio station is an absolute partner, we can do nothing without your listeners and people. So it's because of you that we've been able to help a whole lot of people over this period. We're now in the 32nd year, because this is as old as the democracy. So thank you for each and every person who bought a sticker. Please carry on buying your stickers. You're making the world go round. You're giving hope to people, and you're making a tangible difference. It's not just a talk, it's a tangible difference. So a big, big thank you and a big ask. Please buy again this year.
Hmm. When can we expect for the merchandise to come out, or maybe for us to already make the orders through Richard? Because we all know it's Richard who is the leading.
Richard is absolutely amazing. We're following him and your radio station and all the colleagues. We're following you on social media, and we just love it. So, yeah, you can start bothering Richard from the 1st of April, because then the merchandise must be at the places where you can order from. And our order forms are ready, so I think the sooner people start ordering, the better. Richard, here we come, hey. Overflow of orders to poor Richard. And Richard and other members of your team, Namakwa FM, has made the most amazing videos last year to entice people to say, come and participate. And that really works, because you're a well-known radio station. You're very powerful. People do identify with you. So if you put a little video clip out there, a personal call to action, it works. So thank you. Please carry on doing that. We love you lots.
That's it. Richard is listening right now as he is with me on the studio, listening as to people can be start bothering him in terms of the orders starting from the 1st of April, right up in there. Riri, you have a postcap on the net. You have a minute for you.
Soos julle mos weet, as ek mal om casual day te doen, so kan nie wag dat moet begin. Let's start with it. En die eerste tema, beautiful.
Love it.
That means so that it is to be a Mr. Therina right up in there. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing the inspiring projections and the turnovers that the casual day is having, and what impact it has on the persons living with disability.
Thank you so much. And as I say, we love you. We really feel part of your family. We really, really do. Because whenever we visit your region, we go with you to all the retailers and the places there that participates. I mean, you are so alive there. I wish everybody can learn from you. Thank you. Thank you.
That it is, says it to be Mr. Therina Wetzel, right up in there, in alluding to us the casual stage journey from the crisis to the growth that shows from the what is possible when the vision, accountability and public support, when they come together, from rebuilding from 77% income drop to now working towards a bold of 57 million rand income target by 2030. In a way, this is said to be one of those South African success stories. In a way, to the plea is an urge to our listeners or Namakwa to remember something as small as buying a casual day sticker can help build a more inclusive country and change lives in real and lasting ways. And with all of that being said, I would like to say from my side, CPU Ngong, onto that note, that's how we get to close onto this minute. Love, kisses, stay healthy, but most of all, please stay safe.